Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Melissa Etheridge is doing the anthem at the AFC Championship game on Sunday night.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, oh, yeah.
Gladys Knight's doing the national anthem at the game. Pat's Chiefs game.
No? Are you listening to the same show that I'm listening to?
Can we make that a moment? Is it too late?
Is it too late to make that one of LB's greatest moments of the week?
She's singing it at the Super Bowl.
Oh, I thought you just said Melissa Etheridge.
He said was singing that at
Let me repeat myself.
It. Okay.
Put your ear close to me.
Okay.
Get one of those grandpa things, the thing to stick in the ear with the tube out of it, the giant tube, the xenophone or whatever they called that thing. Melissa Etheridge is doing the anthem at Sunday's AFC Championship game.
Okay.
Are you with us?
I got you.
All right,
Gladys.
You are the...
Tear it up. Melissa.
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 Okay?
Melissa Philbrick.
That train derailment, courtesy of Lyndon Byers, as they normally are. This is WAAF-FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2, Boston.
It's time for the Hillman Huddle.
You football fan?
With New England Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan.
Chris Hogan off to the races. Touchdown, New England.
On WAAF.
All right, this week's Hillman Huddle before the AFC Championship game in which the Kansas City Chiefs will be quarterbacked by Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Love it.
Brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing, your lifetime roofing solution. Good morning, Chris Hogan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How are you? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Great. I cannot wait for Sunday. I'm hoping that our power doesn't go out here because of the storm.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Of course, weather, you guys are heading into some cold weather. We who are just fans have been debating forever whether this is a factor or not. Is it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, two teams that both play and practice in the weather, throughout the week and throughout the year. So, I don't really think weather really becomes much of a factor. It is what it is. You just go out there and you play.
Will Tom Brady be in the scuba suit on Sunday night?
I don't know.
Does he really wear the scuba suit? Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. sounds like you're... Am I annoying you?
No.
What about... do you have any information on Tom's gigantic jacket? And exactly what is... exactly what is in that jacket?
Which gigantic jacket are we talking about?
Well, when he not the one that he wears to the Met Gala. When he's on the sidelines, sitting on the bench.
Oh, right. Yeah. Those are jackets to keep everyone warm. Nothing in it. Just a little extra warmth. They got to be big to go over everyone's pads.
Yeah, but his is gigantic. It gets bigger. It appears to get bigger every week. I mean, is there something? There's like...
No, I think that's you guys just making stuff up.
Okay. All right.
You sure there's no training staff? Guerrero's not under there mixing up a smoothie? Nothing like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I don't know what this reference is, whether it's legit or not, but a texter wants to know if you played the entire Thriller album at 140 decibels during practice yesterday.
It was definitely pretty loud.
Okay, so I'm assuming that was to simulate the noise at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Well, would you consider that to be among the most difficult places to play when it comes to noise?
Definitely one of them. You know, that place can get pretty loud. So, you know, that just kind of makes it a little bit harder to, you know, communicate. And so that would be something that we have to focus on and do a good job of. Because it'll definitely be loud at the beginning of the game.
When it comes to a game like this, is it an advantage for you and for your teammates who have been to one before?
No, I mean, you know, it doesn't. I don't think it really matters how many you play in, because at the end of the day, you know, you still have to show up and play football. You know, whether you've been in one or you've been in 18 of them, if you don't show up to play, you know, the end result won't be what you want. So, I think it just comes down to showing up, you know, trying to play the best football that you can for 60 minutes, because it's a win or go home situation. So, you got to put everything you got into it.
Hey, it's LB Hooks, and yesterday I got to watch the AFC Jags Pats championship. That touchdown catch, and you two tapping to get the TD. Do you practice that? Is that natural? Do you during practice, do receivers practice that stuff?
We do, yeah. That's definitely something, you know, the whole like body control and awareness of the sideline or the end zone. I'm not going to take credit for it though, because I was pretty sure that was Danny
Amendola.
But I would take credit for it, but I can't. It's my guy, so.
Listen, LB did get it right when he identified himself. Yeah. So that's
you had a great, you know, not for nothing. You're awesome. You know, my question was, is receivers when they toe tap?
No,
I just wanted to know if you
practiced a lot. Yeah, trying to get 2 feet down, whether it's in the end zone or kind of on the sideline. Yeah. So that we do that every single week, every single day.
Actually, Chris, LB wants to know if Danny Amendola will be available for the game on Sunday night.
Please.
Our sports director.
Chris, I'm just a fan. I'm not an ESPN analyst. I'm not this genius. I'm not those sports talk guys that break it down and pretend that they're better than
yes.
you. I saw the play yesterday, and I knew you were coming on, and I just wanted to ask about the two, you know, how you guys do that.
We do practice. We do practice a lot.
Thanks, bud.
When are you guys leaving, Chris?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. All right. Any the ritual change at all for a playoff game, or is same for
nope.
you? Yeah.
Same routine, same everything. You know, we're going on the road, so we have to, you know, be ready to go and, you know, try to stick to the same routine as best we can going on the road and just get ready to play.
Wife and kids going?
No.
No.
It'll be a little tough. They'll be safely at home and warm on the couch watching the game, which I think everyone will be happy about.
Does he have any rules about that? Like, does he not want the wives and the girlfriends on the road?
I'm not going to answer that.
Thank you for not answering that.
I waited till the end on that. You notice I waited till the end. All right. Well, it is. I wish it were Sunday at 6:40 p.m. right now. We will all be watching. We will all be yelling loudly. And congrats on the season so far. And best of luck to you guys in Kansas City at Arrow, a loud Arrowhead. Just keep singing Thriller and to yourself, and everything will be okay, all right?
Awesome. Appreciate you guys. Yeah. Have a good day, okay?
Have a great all tilt, right. bud.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Now, here's a text that says, Greg, you let LB walk right into that, and then you laugh.
Well, you
what,
held
what
the door
I,
open.
What am I supposed
this
to
is
do?
The,
I,
hey,
I don't know what I'm...
This isn't
I mean,
new.
I mean,
I,
you know...
I just... I misphrased the question.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You said it was Chris Hogan 40 minutes ago, an hour ago. That was your big question for the interview that you had planned.
You try and do a little prep. You know, you used to give me crap about not prepping, and then I, you know, trying to do some prep yesterday by watching all the stuff. And
it is not prep. You and the fellas getting dismantled watching an old football game over at the garage. That's not prep. All right. Well, anyway, there's Chris Hogan. Here's a text from the president who says that the wives and the girlfriends can fly commercial.
Oh,
they are not allowed to fly on a. Do you think Bill has a? Do you think Bill has a rule? No wives or girlfriends? It sounded like he did.
I took that.
I don't think he has a rule. But I think he expresses his strongly expresses his opinion that he would prefer that they aren't on the road with him.
You don't want to bring your wife, you can bring your wife, and Linda's going to be there. It's not like I'm talking to her, so she's going to be hanging out with Gronk's chick Camille, and they're going to be up in the box. I'm more focused on football. I just say if you start fighting with your wife, if she's giving you eyes from the suite.
What about Gronk? Can Gronk bring girls?
You're going to have to ask Gronk that.
All right. We will get to the beginning of the Millennial Olympics next. But before that, former New England Patriot Matt Light will join us. Number 72, LB?
Yes.
O-lineman.
I'm the biggest Matt Light fan on the planet.
Yes.
He's in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Yes, yes.
It is insane to me.
That he's not in the NFL Hall of Fame.
That he's not been up for the NFL Hall of Fame. Protected the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. Has 3 rings. Mm-hmm. Played 11 or 12 seasons, 13 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
He's ridiculous. It's an automatic.
Hey, kid. Drove to Canton yesterday. Didn't see the NFL Hall of Fame anywhere. Went over to Stoughton. Went to Alex's afterwards.
All right. Matt Light coming up. Millennial Olympics coming up. We are just moments away from the start of the Millennial Olympics. All of the Olympians are here in the Olympiad here in Brighton. I don't think the actual Olympics ever been held in a beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts?
Yeah, I think logistically that might present a challenge.
Public safety
and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Traffic.
Well, now that they're going to lower, what are they doing? They're lowering the Pike down to ground level and raising Storrow Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to make it impossible for the Olympics ever to be here in Brighton or in Alston.
Can we move? Can I put in a request to move our studios again if that happens? Because
sure.
my God, that's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. So Millennial Olympics getting underway shortly, and the first competition will be the question and answer competition. Then we will get to the identifying of the ancient artifacts.
Right.
And then the final competition for the millennials will be a physical activity that they actually have to be able to do. So that is all coming up. It is 7:23, and let me give you the weather quick. It is going to be snowing this morning a little bit. Snow, sleet, freezing rain, that kind of thing. Not much is going to accumulate. However, tomorrow night into Sunday, this storm is legit. We heard from Jeremy Reiner yesterday, Uber nerd, and he told us it was legit. And now we know 4 to 8 inches in Boston and south of the city falling on Sunday by the time it's over. 8 to 12 inches of snow north and west of the city. A texter would like to know if we will have one of a celebrity carry in a jewel that run here with a jewel as the Olympic torch for the Millennial Olympics. And yes, we probably will. Maybe we'll have LB do that. LB, can you run? Probably not.
No.
Maybe you can walk fast with the Olympic torch of a jewel.
I'll do the Olympic fast walk.
The only torch that's coming in here is the one that's going to make your creme brulee crispy.
Oh, my.
I love creme brulee. Mm. All right. We are joined right now by a very good friend of the program, former New England Patriot Matt Light at 7:24 on the Framingham Ford studio line. Good morning, Mr. Light.
Mustache.
Oh, yes.
There it is. Happy New Year.
Well, happy 2019 to you all. And listen, I'm still waiting on my invite to come into the new studio. I want to see the place. I want to experience it. I want to really, kind of know who the new Hillman and Company really is.
Most likely, LB will be either having a surgery, a surgical procedure, or will be missing a day. So we'll have you in here sooner than later. Don't worry about it. Do not worry about it.
Hey, listen, I don't want any controversy either. I mean, look, you know, if I do a read or I do something like that, it's not in an attempt to take his job. I know I'm not employed right now, but I'm not looking to steal anybody's, work.
I was there every year of my career. Some youngster was coming in to try and steal my livelihood.
I know. You damn near body checked me the last time I was there. It got physical almost.
In LB's case, it's barely a livelihood. That's what
I put a couple of $1 million in the bank.
All right. Well, obviously, I want to talk about Sunday and about your opinion on these two teams and how you think they match up. Everybody that I ask seems like this is a kind of a 50-50 scenario. You feel the same way? I think either one of these teams, I think it's going to be a close game, and either one of these teams can walk away with it.
Yeah, I totally believe that. I mean, look, and that's the way it should be at this time. I mean, you think about the AFC Championship games, they shouldn't look like what we saw last week. You know, both of these teams have the ability to go out there and overcome things. They can make in-game, calls that'll help them, with adjustments and all that kind of stuff. But that's exactly what we should see at this time of year. And, I think really it comes down to how they start, how they adjust. And then, who's going to be able to make it down the stretch? And, I'm hoping that this is one of those games that we're sitting there in the fourth quarter saying, man, it's anybody's game, because I don't feel like either side should let somebody run away with it. And I think what the Pats did, last weekend is really, the way that they've got to, they got to play that way, obviously, but they had to take the same, method, at least offensively. I think defensively, you can get a lot more creative. You can, switch the game plan up a lot. But I'd love to see them stay in the mode that we saw last week here in Foxborough, where they're utilizing the run game. They're mixing in the screens. They're mixing in the intermediate passing game. And they're just keeping, the opponent's defense on its heels. And they can do that in Kansas City, even with the crowd noise and everything else.
In seasons that you played in which you had defeated a team during the regular season and then met them in the playoffs, how much, if anything, did that have to do with the outcome of the playoff game?
Well, from a player's perspective, it definitely does help you. So look at it from both ends of the spectrum. If we played a team early in the season and, I had a decent game or I had a good game, I can take some of the things that I worked on that week and then saw on film and rewatch that film and say, okay, this is what worked, this is what didn't. It's really good from a, a gaining confidence perspective for the players themselves. And even if you didn't have a good game, right? Like, let's say you got blown up here and there, you made some bad decisions throughout the game. Those are all teaching tools that you can take into the next contest. The truth is, though, there'll be a lot of differences between, what they obviously saw in week six or whenever that was and what they're going to see coming up. But I think from a confidence building standpoint, it definitely does help. And just having familiarity with a guy in the same season. It's one thing to play a guy one year and then play him the next year. But these guys having that familiarity, they're going to be able to – it's going to help with communication. It's going to help with the whole week of preparation. So I put a lot into the fact that they've seen, this team already. And that it'll help them do things, especially as an offensive unit, as a defensive unit, how they attack these guys, how they communicate and work things out. I think it'll be helpful.
Former New England Patriot Matt Light is our guest, talking about the AFC Championship game on Sunday. When you take a look at these two coaches, Bill and Andy Reid, are you able to determine, I think like the rest of us are able to determine, that Bill is obviously the better coach? Is that a big advantage for the Patriots on Sunday?
I think if Bill Belichick is your coach, you definitely have the the best guy in the room, so to speak. It's unbelievable. I mean, and I think as a player, you start thinking about the history and what Bill can remember and the things that he he kind of hangs on when it comes to facing an opponent or facing a coach or a coaching staff. I mean, it's amazing the amount of preparation that goes into every week, but he brings such institutional knowledge that as a player, you start feeling like, man, we've got an advantage here, or, you know, like we're definitely, you know, going to be prepared at the very least because of, you know, that history and Bill's ability to really dive into not only what the schemes are and what formations we're going to see and all that, but really how these coaches think. And going back years and years and years and developing, you know, kind of the system that he puts over everything in this template, it definitely helps you. It makes you feel a lot better about going into these bigger matchups, you know, having a coach like Belichick.
Is the weather a factor at all? It seems like, you know, you played in a lot of these cold games. It seems like maybe Tom Brady plays better than others. And when it comes to quarterbacks in cold weather, I mean, is the weather a factor at all, Matty?
Yeah, well, the weather is always a factor, and look, it's not just, you know, like the Patriots. You know, you can't make a blanket statement and say the Patriots play better in the cold. There's definitely certain players. You know, if you look at Tommy, I mean, the reason he plays well in the cold is because he prepares for it, right? I mean, it's not like we've had a ton of cold days here in New England. You know, all season. It's been a pretty mild, you know, weather, you know, year for everybody here. But, you know, even for the team, I mean, you can only practice those situations if you get the opportunity to do it. But he's done it a lot, right? So, and he puts himself in those positions. I mean, there's a lot of guys that go through practice and, you know, look, they're out there, you know, wearing like 13 sweatshirts and they've got like, you know, every glove on you could possibly have. And when it's game time, they don't wear it that way, you know? So, There's a smart way to practice in these things, and these guys do it, and Bill forces that situation. So that's part of them being able to play and, you know, in that kind of situation because they prepare for it. And I think that, you know, a lot of other teams try to do it. I don't know that they do it to the extent that we do necessarily, but, you know, I'm sure KC, you know, with a coach like Andy Reid, they're going to be ready to play in these conditions, but it'll affect some of these guys more than others.
Hey, Matty, it's LB. You know, after the tough start and the doubters on, you know, the Pats and TB12, then they put the win streak together. How impressed are you with the O-line? The O-line's been incredible. They were money last week.
Well, it's a big part. Look, I mean, I tend to key in on that area for sure. And I look at a guy like David Andrews, and he's kind of that throwback to, you know, my era at least. Yeah. You know, I feel like if that guy was, you know, drafted around the time, you know, we were playing, he would have walked in, he would immediately fit in. He's just got that presence to him. And I think that at that position specifically, you need to have a guy like that. I mean, Copen, you know, was unflappable. I mean, he was a guy that, you know, nothing really got to him. You know, the situation was never too big for him. He understood things. I look at David the same way. So when you have a quarterback and a center, you know, to have that kind of a relationship, you know, I think that's a really good thing. And look, they got talent across the board. I mean, it's been a little shaky at times, right? Because, you know, look, there's a lot of things that go on. There's illness. There's, you know, guys being hurt. There's, you know, a lot of things that maybe the people watching at home don't take into account. But when you get to this point in the season and you see those guys go out against a really good Chargers defense and just wore them out, I mean, the way that they attacked that team, and I would have to also pull in a guy that's been getting talked about, but not enough, and that's Gronk and his ability on the wham blocks, blowing up defensive tackles, you know, working guys 5, 6, 8 yards off the line of scrimmage. You know, that shows you just what kind of grit and determination this team has, and it's got to make you feel good about going into any situation.
Post game this past week, we heard Tom Brady say this.
It'll be a good game. They're a good team. And we played them earlier this year. You know, I know, you know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
You think that is motivating Tom Brady that everybody has said that they S-U-C-K all season long?
I'm glad you spelled that out. I wasn't sure what he was talking about. Yeah, you know, it's him, man. It's been him from day one. And, you know, I think that if you're somebody that's a Patriot hater, if you really look at, you know, the way that he's always approached you know, his preparation and his game. And if you just took that statement, you have to have respect for a guy like him. To have that, it's not a chip on his shoulder. It's the feeling that no matter what mountain we got to climb, he's here to tell you that he's going to be ready for it, you know. And again, whether you like him or not, whether you like the team or not, you really kind of have to respect that mentality, especially coming from a guy who doesn't need to prove anything to anybody, but feels like every day when he steps into that locker room or he steps on that field, that he feels he needs to prove that to everybody else. I think that's a cool thing, especially for young people. I work with kids all the time, right?
Yeah.
And there's this idea that, hey, once you get to the top, you're the man. Well, not unless you prove it every single time, right?
Ooh.
You know, I always used to tell people, you know, I didn't talk smack on the field. I didn't have anything to say, typically because I was sucking wind. But, you know, the other part was like, you know, that's just a stupid thing. Like, I want to limit the downside exposure to my life, right? So if I'm sitting there talking trash, that means I got to back it up every single time. You know what I mean? So
right.
I'm not going to go that route. I'm just going to go out there and do my job and work really hard at it. And, you know, if it's good, great. But at the end of the day, I'm just going to continually evaluate how to get better. That's what that guy does. He's been that way since day one. Shouldn't come as a surprise that, you know, he's ready to, you know, show the world, you know, what they're capable of.
Well, to what you said, he's 41 years old. And that's because every day he keeps digging.
Yeah, it's not going to quit with that guy. I tell you, it's been fun to watch. I think we're all in for what's going to be a heck of a game. And, you know, look, if they make this one of the greatest runs of all time, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how you get any better at what they do in some of these big moments. But, you know, if they can pull this one out, it'll be one of the best.
All right, your score, Mr. Light, if you had to call it this moment right now?
I don't do scores, man. I'm a realist.
Oh, come on.
The game will start and it'll end. Come on, man.
All right, answer.
I have a good feeling about it, though. I think, you know, look, all the talk about them going on the road and sucking it off or whatever, you know, that's all in the past. We're into the playoffs. We're ready for real ball. And, you know, they got enough veterans and they got enough guys on that team. They're going to walk in there with confidence, and, you know, let's just keep our fingers crossed. I think we're going to get a win.
All right. I mean, LB's calling the Patriots by 2 touchdowns.
Oh, confident. I like it.
Sit back and enjoy, people.
Hey, listen, but you have to think about it. Again, that mode, if they can go and they can eat up, I mean, a Patriots offense that's eating up the clock is a very dangerous, you know, team to face. And, you know, that's the mode they got to go in, and that's what they got to do when they get there. And, you know, crowd noise will be an issue. It is an issue, but they you negate that with a great running game and being able to stay on the field offensively.
Well, what I think is all the geniuses, which I am not, but they're saying that Casey's going to play man-to-man, And the running backs for the Patriots have been amazing. Sony Michel's been amazing. James White is a machine, a catching machine, a running machine. And then you got Burkhead. And I just think, you know, Bubs had an incredible game last weekend. You got Chris Hogan. You got Gronk. You've got great players. And Brady's like, he's got the best time release in the NFL at like less than 2.3 seconds. I think that he's going to eat them up.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that they stick to man-to-man and try to play that cat-and-mouse game. You know, I think they're going to mix it up quite a bit and, you know, try to give them something, you know, to think about on every single snap. But that's really hard to do. Again, when they get into that mode and even if they go a little bit of a hurry-up, you know, and they're mixing in the run game and it's not just purely passing, again, they get into a situation where they got to throw the ball nonstop. You know, that's a difficult way to beat a team like that on the road. But if they can keep it close, if they can, you know, stay out there and really utilize that run game, which, by the way, what you saw in that run game again last week was a lot of different ways they were hitting them. Their outside zone plays were unbelievable, and that's really hard to do. And it'll be hard to do against this team, too, but they got to cut the line at one little point, and the backs have great vision, obviously, and they've been running well all season. So, you know, they got to hit the holes when they get them. They got to get north and south, and they got to keep with the wham blocks and the, you know, little chips here and there and some dink and dunk and the screen game. And I think if they can do that, and Josh, you know, can call that kind of game, he's done it his entire career, you know, they'll walk into KC and win it.
Just so long as they don't head out on the road and start sucking it off, I am fine.
Right.
All right. As you, that to me, you want insightful commentary that you don't get anywhere else. That's what you get from Matt Light right there.
Right there.
All right.
Yeah. Don't suck it off. Don't do that.
Oh boy.
All right. Hey, listen, I could talk football all day with you, but we got the Millennial Olympics about to get underway here. I know you're a big fan of the Millennials.
Yeah, they do the stretching via app,
uh-huh.
Right? I mean, yes. You know, there's an app to do the stretching.
Yeah.
That way they can drink a macchiato and and catch up with their Twitter friends. and then what are they doing? They're doing like some kind of like you know, selfie contest to start off, right?
Yes, the best selfie is one of the Millennial Olympic events. Yes, you have to post on Instagram within 5 seconds or less. Yeah, all that. We got all that coming up, so. All right.
Oh, I love you guys. You're the best.
All right.
God, love you.
Great to talk to you. Go Pats, and I hope we're talking football again with you next week.
Yes, indeed. See you guys.
All right.
See you,
Matt. There he is, Matt Light, former New England Patriot. It is 7:41. Shu, what are you eating for the game on Sunday night?
Wings.
Okay.
Meatloaf.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to make the meatloaf beforehand so I can make meatloaf sandwiches to have with the wings.
Love it.
And then I think my wife is making some kind of truffle tomato soup, which I don't know. I'll see.
That sounds good.
I might have to make a grilled cheese to go with that because it's hard for me to eat tomato soup without grilled cheese. That's just
truffle
me.
Grilled cheese?
I will. This is a bold statement.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to make it. I will say that tomato soup, the very best soup to dip your bread into, especially if it's a cream, like a tomato bisque or a creamy tomato soup.
Mm.
And you must also dip a grilled cheese sandwich into the tomato soup.
Do you like when they do the dollop of mascarpone in the tomato soup?
Yes.
No, that's gross.
No, it's not. It's delicious.
It's
disgusting. It makes it so creamy.
It's because
you're disgusting.
You're difficult.
Shut up.
I normally say, monkey, more than a dollop.
Yeah.
I don't.
Have you ever had like homemade tomato soup with real tomatoes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the way to roll.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff.
Chunky or smooth on the tomato soup? That's like a
like
peanut butter question.
Yeah. I like it chunky.
Like the texture?
Yeah. All right. Well, enough about football for the moment. We got to get to this.
And now, Millennials, the first and maybe the last.
You don't ask your parents for permission to rock.
Hillman Morning Show, Millennial Olympics.
Time now for the Millennial Olympics, and we decided to do this when we learned that a considerable percentage of millennials did not know how to use a can opener. Okay? That news broke before the holidays, and so we decided to see, when it comes to our ancient artifacts, how the millennials will do. We have a bunch of them that are here this morning, so let's go ahead and bring the millennials in if we can. We are Facebook Live, facebook.com/WAAFrocks. If you're watching on Facebook, the first person you saw was a millennial who works for us. That's our assistant producer, Mark.
That's right. You get next LB. Don't be afraid.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 millennials. Give yourselves a round of applause for being up early in the morning. By the way, we're taking all of your phones. You will not be able to text or Instagram anybody for the next 15 minutes. Are you going to be okay? All right, let's go through here and meet all of our millennials. What is your name, sir?
I'm Brian.
Brian, and how old are you, Brian?
I'm 31.
31, you're on the older scale of the millennials. You may have an advantage today.
I hope
Do you have a job?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and do you live with your parents?
I take care of my elderly grandfather.
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
If that counts.
I don't know. You get good credit. That's good. That's mm-hmm. good. That's yeah. good. All right. Did you drive yourself here?
Of course.
Okay, good. All right. Let's meet our next millennial. Step right up to that microphone. What is your name, sir?
My name is Jake,
Jake, and how old are you, Jake?
I'm 23 years old.
23 years old. Do you have a job?
I do.
Okay. Are your parents paying your student loans, or are you paying those loans yourself?
It's sort of a mix. They're paying half, I'm paying half.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Let's meet this next lovely millennial. What is your name?
I'm Natalie.
Natalie. How old are you, Natalie?
I'm
24.
You knew this was going to happen, though, that we had to do this.
Natalie, are you paying your own phone bill, or are your parents still paying your phone bill?
I have a job.
Oh, you have a job. Okay.
I live on my own.
What is your job?
I work for the United States Navy.
You're a social influencer. That's my job. Okay. All right. Excellent. You work for the Navy. All right. Good for you. All right. Let's meet this next millennial if we can. And we are Facebook Live, so if you'd like to see the millennials, then you can go to facebook.com/WAAF Rocks. What is your name?
I'm Christine.
Christine, how old are you?
I'm 29.
29. All right. Yes. You're at the upper end of the scale. And what about you? Job?
I do have a job.
You do have a job. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Yeah. How much time would you say you spend a day doing something on your phone? Texting, social media?
Can I just say the update that the iPhone did where it tells you your weekly like screen hours now has been... it's been pretty abysmal for me.
Really? Yeah. We're talking about...
questioning my life decisions.
All right. Excellent. Let's meet our next millennial.
Josh.
Josh. Hold on a second. We got it. Yeah, Josh. And how old are you, Josh?
I'm 31.
31 years old. Okay. And what about you? You got a job?
Yep.
Okay. Upper end of the scale. You may have the older millennials may have an advantage. All right. And final two here.
Wow. My name is Alex.
Alex, and how old are you, Alex?
I am 24.
24 years old, and what about you, job?
I do. I'm an environmental consultant.
Okay, and do you live
Greg's favorite job.
Do you live with your parents, or do you have your own place?
I do. Looking for a house now.
Okay,
being
all right.
Picky.
All right. They don't mind? They're happy to have you at home?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.